Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hands down. I mean, to lose the way that they have, I can't remember. Forget the 6-game homestand. Just a 3-game series. You could make an argument they made 2 to 5 mental errors in every single game.
Yep.
Yesterday, Ryan Walker, first and third situation with one out, and it's a comebacker. I understand trying.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Trying to get two in that situation. O'Neal Cruz is at third, who is known for being overly aggressive as a base runner who will run into outs. You don't even look at the runner? You don't even look at him? You says to me in the green room, well, the play's right in front of him. No, duh. Literally right in his face. And he turns, throws a terrible throw to second base to get the lead runner, or I guess the trailing runner from first to second, and they don't get the double play and they give up the run late. It's just, so many situational mistakes by this team. You could argue to me, hey, Joe, there's got to be development at the big league level. And I would say to you, there are two things happening on this team. You have a bunch of guys who are not paying attention and not thinking pre-pitch or just don't know. And then you have a coaching staff that's not having them prepared. Both are unacceptable at the big league level.
I think that's the perfect word. It's unacceptable. Like, these are things that you work on in high school, in college, in rookie ball even, single A. You do not work on them when you get to the pros. There is a level of expectation that you have to abide by when you don a Major League Baseball jersey, and the Giants have not lived up to that. Going on a month, I mean, coincidentally, right around the time they acquired Rafael Devers, and I still, that is the million-billion-dollar question about what's happened to this team, but you're absolutely right. Yesterday, something as simple as a play right in front of you. O'Neal Cruz is sitting ducks. He is asking to be thrown out. He is an aggressive base runner. He's also not a smart base runner. No. That's a play that you're running your team out of the inning for. And Ryan Walker has it predetermined that he's going to second base on what turned out to be, oh, by the way, a stolen base that you couldn't turn two on. And that's the difference. You could hear it in the cut from Kite. The difference in the game is the Pittsburgh Pirates put the ball in play. As opposed to the Giants who come to the plate, Patrick Bailey, from a 3-0 count, three straight strikes. It's been that kind of game. It's been that kind of series. It's been that kind of homestand. It's been that kind of season, it feels like, since the Giants hit their high water mark. Oh God, it feels like eons ago.
It really does. I mean, yesterday was rock bottom for me. You referenced the 10th inning at-bat for Patrick Bailey. And
it completely erases something like Mike Yastrzemski making one of the best catches I've seen this season.
I know. I know. It was a great catch.
It was an incredible play. It might be his last catch with the Giants.
So you get Jung-Hoo Lee as your ghost runner in the 10th inning. All right, you're down 2-1. All right, like, you've already blown a Logan Webb great start. You blew yesterday's Verlander.
He was filthy yesterday.
No, he was amazing. What do you have, 10, 11 through 4? I mean, yeah. he was awesome. And it was great to see him bounce back like that. But he feels like he is the definition of Matt Cain reincarnated. I mean, it feels like we are reliving the exact same, but with modern stuff around it, the Matt Cain experience. But Schmidt gets a single, okay? So now you have first and second. And again, this is a team that has struggled to get a run home from third base all year. I don't care if there's zero outs, one out. It doesn't matter. Two outs, I mean, that is, you're asking too much. If I hear another person complain about the dimensions of the ballpark, when we can't properly execute bringing a runner home from second or third base in these situations, you have forfeited the right to complain about the dimensions of the ballpark. It drives me nuts. Yaz lays down a bunt. So now we have second and third. Here comes Bailey. You reference. He goes 3-0. And I hear Kruk and Kipe. And God bless him. I love him. I'm not trying to rip him. I'm not. But he's like, I mean, do you give him the green light here? And I'm thinking, no! No! And everyone's, you know, Bailey's been clutch. He's had a couple of nice moments late in games.
He's got five walk-off hits.
Yeah, I don't want to take that away from him. He absolutely have, you know? And you also have to remember that some of those walk-off hit moments are, the era has changed. You're putting a ghost runner in position late in game, so you're going to have a lot of guys that are going to have, you know, skewed stats in that category.
Yeah.
They're not as organic as they were 10, 20 years ago. Point stands. It's 3-0. He's swinging on 3-0 at what was ball four. Fine. You want to be aggressive? I get it. 3-1. Still a hitter's count. Ev, what's he do?
He takes one right down the you-know-what.
So now it's 3-2.
I mean, that was that ball was grooved and asking to be put in water.
Now it's 3-2. And what is every Giants fan thinking with one out? Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So please then be a ball is what you're thinking.
No, you're praying. And here comes the 3-2 pitch. Boom, strikeout. And it's like you knew the game was over. And what does Ramos do? Because this whole team does it. Strikes out as well.
Three straight fastballs up in the zone. And that's again, that's what they've been resigned to. But to me, like, you lose six straight on a homestand.
I have to laugh.
Because you can't do any of the little things right. Like, there were so many instances throughout this series where if the Giants just play fundamental baseball, they're probably not going to, crazy, but they're not going to win both those series.
Because
they're not hitting well, they're not pitching well, they're not fielding well, but not running yourself out of an inning. Not knowing where to go with the ball on defense. The things that are expected of a professional at the Major League Baseball level, they have not seriously, that's how you crater. And to me, the player that unfortunately has represented their mishaps over the last really month and a half has been Elliot Ramos. Like, he's somebody that in the last 2 weeks is hitting 304. He's got a 750 OPS. Like, not bad, but he can't run the bases correctly. You don't feel confident with him in left field. And you can't take him out of the lineup because there's nobody else to go in and give you anything at this point. The Giants have been trending this way for some time. And again, we've had this conversation a lot of what's rock bottom, what's the low point. But on the day of the MLB trade deadline, or the eve of, I should say, yesterday, the Giants had one last opportunity to try and show us that they got some life. And what happened? They fell completely flat on their face. Like, that to me is what a collapse looks like in real time, because the manager, the coaching staff, the players, they can't do anything about it. And so Buster Posey, of course, made the first move. I mean, it's frustrating to watch happen and play out in real time. And it's something that's, I can't explain. I cannot explain how the San Francisco Giants went from 10 over, acquiring Rafael Devers, to being a game below at the trade deadline. Like, there have been late season collapses. Teams have lost opportunities to win divisions, wild card spots. But I have never seen a team collapse the way the Giants have in the middle of the year. In the middle of the year, it hasn't even taken 2 months.
You know how? Okay, well, I'll explain how, because I've watched every second. I know you have too, but I've watched every second of it. Their pitching has run out of gas, and when they do pitch well, like they did yesterday and the day before that, they don't execute. It's not that they're not smart; they do stupid stuff. Like yesterday, situationally, first and third. If Ryan Walker doesn't know what he's supposed to do in that situation, well, you're a stupid baseball player. I mean, I hate being so crude about it, but what other way is there? If I was on the field with a bunch of 12-year-olds, would they know first and third situations?
Some of them would. Some of them wouldn't. But it's because they're 12.
Yeah. Yeah. Ryan Walker is in the pros. He's in the bigs. He should know to check the runner in that situation.
Like that spring training stuff. Like, that's stuff that goes down in spring training. You run PFPs, pitcher fielding practice. You do it on day one and day two when the pitchers and catchers report.
We've had horrific base running mistakes on a team that stands 1 foot away from first base once they get there. They don't even pretend to try to steal bases. How many situations this year have we been screaming at Matt Williams like it's his fault for everything, all right? When we all know, like, this team doesn't run the bases well. They don't put the ball in play. They're on pace for probably 1,600 strikeouts. Well, they also don't put the ball over the fence. So when you're a team that doesn't hit proficiently and hit bombs and you strike out, you become a very easy out team, all right? Then I look at their defense. They're kind of suspect defensively at a variety of positions. And so why are they where they're at? Because they're not a good team. They're just not. And if you watch them day in, day out, inning in, inning out, they do things that, to my own baseball principles, are insulting. Like yesterday. You don't even look at the guy? You don't even look at the guy? You know, covering the bag the other day. I mean, everyone's going to go crazy on Tyler Rogers. I can count, and Logan Webb's done this, by the way, all year. I can count 7 or 8 different times a pitcher has gone late to cover first base. There has been poor communication between second baseman, first baseman, and pitcher on who should be covering. There has been horrible, all year, horrible throws from the outfield, airmailing the cutoff and throwing to the wrong base, allowing the back runner to move up. Like, all the little stuff. Look, Pat Bailey's had moments where he's been better defensively. How many times have we watched Pat Bailey give up a free 90 because he's got one knee down and refuses to get his chest in front of a ball and backhand something and it ends up at the backstop?
Again, it's the little things.
That's why you are where you are.
The Giants give extra bases. They don't take extra bases.
100%.
They give teams extra outs, and they get themselves out. That's the recipe for an 0-6 homestand. That's the recipe for a 13-25 stretch in which you are literally, after getting swept by the previous worst team, now the worst team in baseball over that stretch. That's how it happens.
And you know, again, what, you know
right
when it was
rock, the deadline?
I'm running you off here. You know when it was rock bottom? When Carter sent me, I knew it already. My buddy who's a
Carter
Pirates fan.
Carter was at the game, God love him.
My pirate buddy sent me a thing. He goes, It's our first road sweep of the year. And I'm like, oh my God, that's how bad it is. Then to make matters even worse, Carter sends a video in the thread of a Pirates fan with a broom at AT&T putting the broom up in the air. It was a very sad looking broom, by the way.
Yeah, so that was just a Pirates fan. He's never used it before.
Yeah, it was a Pirates fan just sitting next to me. A Pirates fan holding a broom is just not a sight you see very often, so I had to take a video.
Well, it's the
That's rock bottom, right? Like that's rock. A Pirates fan brought a broom to AT&T Park, and not only was he right to bring the broom, he got to wave the broom. I mean, there were, you know, Spadoni put this out yesterday. There were two flags that were being waved yesterday. The Jolly Roger and the white flag by the Giants.
It's the first time the Giants in their franchise have been swept in a six-game homestand since 1896.
I just don't get it.
We've had two world wars since then. I mean, they have... This has literally never happened before. They played in New York, obviously. It's the first time it's happened in San Francisco. And it's as much a credit to the organization as it is, that's how low we've gotten. I mean, and look, I've been reluctant to admit that this team is completely lifeless, but it's really hard. I think that's yesterday is where it sort of hit for me that, and it's the theme of the day. I do not trust this team to figure it out, and I think that the front office has been pleading on hands and knees, begging for them to show some sign of life that they could turn this thing around, because I don't think that Buster Posey is someone that wants to wave the white flag and certainly not see the Buccos flag, the Jolly Roger. But there is no other option at this point. And that's why in the middle of the game, we all get an update. Tyler Rogers has been traded to the New York Mets for Jose Buto, a couple of prospects, and it's a sign of a potential thing to come today, which is, are the Giants going to sell?
So what did you think when that happened?
I thought it was the tip of the iceberg.
As in what?
As in Buster Posey, who I believe, and literally 3 days ago, Matt Chapman said, is going to be a buyer. And I do think that his actions told us that's what he wanted to do. They are pot committed. They've acquired four $100 million salaries. Mm-hmm. Chapman, the retained Lee, obviously, Devers, and Adamas. I thought that they would be committed to that kind of approach. But again, because the team has fallen off a literal cliff, they had to pivot. It's about trust. And what I saw yesterday with that move was that the front office does not trust this team to figure it out. And we got some sound coming up here in a little bit that illustrates why the team completely understands.
They forfeited the right to be buyers. The players, the coaches, the team on the field. They forfeited the right for the front office to go in and make them buyers. Straight up, they haven't earned it. You have to earn it, and they did not earn it. To me, the number one skill in life, look, marrying the money would be one of them, but that's not where I'm going. It's self-awareness, okay?
Yeah.
Self-awareness. If you are self-aware, I think it's an underrated skill that, to me, helps you in every facet of your personal and professional life. And the fact that they acknowledged and were self-aware enough to realize, yeah, this ain't it. Like right now is not the time to double down on this team. That to me tells me the front office and Buster and whoever's involved is self-aware. And that's a good skill to have. I think doubling down and buying when your cupboard is so thin in the minors. And right now it's build up time, not buy, not sell off some stuff, but build up as in build off of what you have, that core, Adamas, yeah, Chapman, Devers, and build up your farm. To me, it's build up time, not buy. And I love that they're self-aware enough to realize we like Tyler Rogers, and we'll get into him in a second. Good Giant, great reliever, was reliable, never injured. I mean, much better than the fan criticism online. I mean, significantly better. You could make an argument he's one of the best Giant relievers in 35 years. Like, legitimately, the data would tell you that. I know fans lose their minds. Unique, great personality, classy all the way. Never said boo-hoo as his role fluctuated. But you traded him away for two guys that hopefully can help you now and into the future. That's being self-aware. That, to me, tells me that this front office has their finger on the pulse. And I think if this were the Bobby Evans, and I'm not ripping Bobby or anyone, they probably would have doubled down. right? And they would have probably, you know, tried to buy something somewhere. And I think that consistent insistence on I'm in, when we all know you're not, it did them dirty. And that's why their cupboard was dry for a decade. And their cupboard ain't good right now.
No.
Ev, it ain't good. Because the prior regime didn't draft and develop well. And as we're learning, a lot of these guys that make the bigs can be useful, but they haven't been fully developed either.
Well, and look, and we can get into what the Tyler Rogers trade means. You know, some of the guys that came over, we'll get y'all caught up on who's coming back from the New York Mets. But again, on deadline day, I think you put it perfectly. The Giants are looking self-aware. What does that mean, though? Does it mean Verlander could go today, who's been on the trade market? Does it mean they could sell Camilo Doval? There's already been a couple big-name closers that have gone on the market. Johan Duran is one of them. Ryan Helsley is another. Could Camilo Doval be the third? What could he net the Giants? Where are they at right now, again, as they stand a game below 500? They just got swept in their first six-game homestand in over a century. This is rock bottom, but where do they go from here on deadline day?
And there's one name you didn't mention, and to me, I'm so torn on this one, is Robbie Ray. Like when in years past when you had Rodon and more so for Blake Snell because you forfeited a second round pick just signing him. But like those guys were on 1 year deals. And so to not move them at the deadline, knowing that they weren't going to be re-signed, that was the feeling from everyone. It's like you better get something because you're going to lose them for nothing and you're out of it. With Robbie Ray, I want them to be good in 2026. And when I look at their rotation currently and I just glance down into the future, I don't see answers. And so Robbie Ray is an answer for next year. But I also acknowledge he's probably one of the most tantalizing guys you could dangle in all the bigs right now. Under team control for this year and next year, a left-handed starter when that's what everyone's looking for. I'm very torn on what to do with Robbie Ray.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.